Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, May 25th, 2018. And so the root, getting to the root. You know, I think that Aaron Russo's Trading Places and America Freedom to Fascism are kind of like a two-part series, you know. Part one, Trading Places, is more a, you know, humorous, satirical, still kind of an expose, and part two is more of a docudrama. But I think it's a two-part series, and in similar fashion, I think Henry David Thoreau's Civil Disobedience and Walden are a two-part series. In Civil Disobedience, Thoreau opens with these words: "I heartily accept the motto that government is best which governs least, and I should like to see it acted up to more rapidly and systematically. Carried out, it finally amounts to this, which I believe, that government is best which governs not at all. And when men are prepared for it, that will be the kind of government which they will have. Government is at best but an expedient. But most governments are usually, and all governments are sometimes, inexpedient. The objections which have been brought against the standing army, and they are many and weighty, and deserve to prevail, may also at last be brought against a standing government, the government itself, which is only the mode which the people have chosen to execute their will, is equally liable to be abused and perverted before the people can act through it." Exactly, and that's the situation we find ourselves in America today. "Witness the present Mexican War, the work of comparatively few individuals using the standing government as their tool. For in the outset, the people would not have consented to this measure." So that's how that's how Thoreau opened Civil Disobedience, which is interesting. And there's all kinds of places we could go. Again, you know, the things that have happened in recent weeks in particular, getting to the root of things, what is going on? And speaking of the root, you know, there's that excerpt from Thoreau's Walden: "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root." I want to give the broader excerpt. I mentioned that I read that excerpt recently, and I want to give broader context, which is just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So a lot of places we could go, but some news stuff. It's interesting. So Carol sent me this email that's been bouncing around, the information about Michael Savage, and basically, in her words, you know, the email that has circulated from the WorldNet Daily story and some other stories, Fox News competitor to put Savage on TV, question mark. So Carol's, you know, her point is, my question is, would Sinclair Broadcasting Group, including with Savage on board, report the truth about worldwide Zionist warmongering any better than Fox does? And Fox doesn't report it. Fox is a mouthpiece for it, unfortunately. If not, then I could care less. I agree with Carol, and there's no way. You know, you listen to Mike Savage, and he doesn't do that. He doesn't get to that. It doesn't happen. So speaking of, you know, Zionist cabal nonsense, oh, man, a lot of places we could go. Oh, and the other thing, ironically, I should do this first, actually. Local stuff, you know. Very, very, very important local stuff. I mentioned the water issue in the Flathead Valley of Montana. And there was, let's see. So Patrick Wood, last time he was on this broadcast, we talked about the Citizen Ninja Project, Citizen Ninja. And so here is an email that I received yesterday from localactivist.org in affiliation or conjunction with Patrick Wood, basically, you know, kind of from Patrick Wood, but it was a form email, basically. But it says, unfortunately, many people are shifting away from local activism while focusing on what President Trump is doing on a national level to disrupt the deep state. And by the way, just a parenthetical aside, I think that's all diversionary. I think it's not accidental. And the whole Russiagate thing, I mean, it's interesting how long now, months and months and months and months, obviously, just a continual, you know, echo chamber. It's a wind tunnel of nothing. You know, you can turn off the evening news, and this is generally true too, but especially with all of this, you know, this crazy stuff. And so it reminds me of what Noam Chomsky said. We played that clip, you know, Noam Chomsky just saying that whole Trump phenomenon, the whole cult of personality, the whole reality TV president is a distraction from what I would categorize as best represented by Ralph McGahey's quote of the CIA, 25-year career CIA veteran, recipient of the Career Intelligence Medal, who said the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors, Philip Drew Administrator. And so what I was saying in the end of the first hour today, the Rosetta Stone thing, I try to do that as much as I can in archetypes, for example. So the Ralph McGahey quote tells you pretty much all you need to know about the CIA. It is not a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. So there's that. And then you add into that, who are the president's foreign policy advisors? And this sounds a lot like what it seems to allude to what Edward Bernays wrote in 1928 in Propaganda. It's kind of the formalization of what Bernays said, or the, you know, encapsulation in an agency of that, the conscious and intelligent manipulations of the habits, the way that Edward Bernays put it in his book Propaganda, published in 1928. And who was Edward Bernays? Watch Adam Curtis's four-part BBC documentary series titled Century of the Self. The first part is basically about Bernays and what he did to Western society throughout the 20th century. By the way, Bernays said that people are stupid. I wonder why he said that, the grand manipulator. So he opened his book with these words: the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society, like democracy, still like democracy. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, the suggestibilists, largely by men we have never heard of. Speaking of archetypes and Rosetta Stone, I always say the devil's one weapon, I believe, is the power of suggestion. All of the other malfeasance stems from that one, I would say. So anyway, that's the way Edward Bernays opens his book. So this invisible government, which he said is the true ruling power of our country, and this is a guy not guessing. He's hired by the federal government, the United States military, large multinational corporations like Johnson & Johnson, to do exactly what he's saying: manipulate the organized habits and opinions of the masses. And you know, the guy who said, if it happens in public, it happens for a reason. You know, people don't just do stuff. It doesn't find its way out into the news. Anyway, so I think all of the Trump phenomenon distraction is on purpose. So back to Patrick Wood's point, and he's doing, I think, a great job. See, if you understand the journey of Patrick Wood, so to speak, you know, think about him writing trilaterals over, co-authoring trilaterals over Washington with Anthony Sutton. And going from there, the quintessential expose of the Trilateral Commission. And then you fast forward to, you know, where he's been on covering Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, what organizations like ICLEI are doing at a local level, and just, you know, the fascist, all of these treasonous memorandums of understanding and memorandums of agreement, MOUs and MOAs, and all that kind of nonsense. He's been through all of that. And for him to arrive now and pour his interest, energy, and attention into something like the Citizen Ninja Project, I think is very telling. You know, writing the book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, you know, writing about – and that expose on technocracy, the definitive expose, and how they are imposing their – new international economic order, resource-based international economic order on the world. But for him to go through all of that and then arrive at Citizen Ninja is, you know, I think we can take some clues and cues from that, if you know what I mean. Anyway, back to the email. It says, unfortunately, many people are shifting away from, yes, unfortunately indeed, guilty as charged. Unfortunately, I have to admit that I'm guilty. Unfortunately, many people are shifting away from local activism while focusing on what President Trump is doing on a national level to disrupt the deep state, and, you know, disrupt in air quotes. This doesn't help our local communities, where most of the negative impact is still being felt on a daily basis. And says, we are meeting this new reality head on with some major changes of our own. First, we have created a new 501c3 educational organization, Citizens for Free Speech, CFFS, which will assume ownership of localactivist.org from Coherent Publishing. Second, CFFS will become the umbrella to completely rewrite the localactivist.org website from the ground up as a free community-centric social network. That sounds interesting. Think of it as a Yelp for local activists. Interesting. Citizen Ninja Training, which has already demonstrated its tremendous value and effectiveness, will remain a key premium offering for developing and mentoring local activists. The rest is fairly self-explanatory. But this reminds me of, I mentioned the water issue and how goofy that, the water issue in many places and for years, decades, bad guys are always trying to grab water. Speaking of water and bad guys, the Golan Heights controversy, you know, Bibi Netanyahu and one of his, you know, the APAC sales pitch, he's saying, you know, we're creating water for folks around the world. Meanwhile, they're trying to steal it from the Golan Heights. I wonder why. You know, anyway, so I want to give you the latest update on this local deal. That I referred to, the water nonsense, and the what I'm talking about is, I read the article from the Flathead Beacon a couple of weeks ago. The article was published, and I read it last week, I want to say. Anyway, it was one of the kind of a letter to the editor titled, State Agencies Have Betrayed the Flathead. by Steve Moore. Excellent article. Would that everyone was that well informed. And so he seems to kind of be basically speaking to what Patrick Wood is talking about in this email that I mentioned. We all need to be, you know, be doing what Patrick Wood is talking about. And guys like Steve Moore seem to be doing that. So what's interesting about the water controversy is there's no controversy. It reminds me of the stupid park in Coeur d'Alene next to the resort, McEwen Park, and how that got forced down the throats of people in the Coeur d'Alene area, the Kootenai County area in Idaho, not too many years ago. And the community, you know, let's put it out to vote, bad guys say. And the community says, yeah, we don't want that. We don't want to spend millions of dollars to remake a park that we think is just fine the way it is. Oh, no, you're going to let us re-vote. We have to, you know, you guys didn't make the right decision. And, of course, you have all of these consensus building exercises along the way. Lots of Delphi technique involved. Well, I think it's a great idea. I do too. I'd like to echo her point. Well, I guess we all agree. So, you know, you have these kinds of things. And the point about this water issue is that what's being proposed, the water bottling plant, doesn't benefit anyone in the local community. It does benefit a very small group of people and their functionaries who, you know, if the Montana Artesian Water Company bottling plant is allowed to fulfill its desired mission, then just a few people benefit. Many others do not. Anyway, I want to give you that clip before we go into the next break. Can we do that real fast? By chance. I want to play the clip from Montana Public Radio titled Flathead County Revisits Water Bottling Plant Zoning. And it's interesting. Well, I don't know if we'll have time now. I just read a couple of little excerpts. A controversial water bottling plant, controversial indeed. No one benefits except for bad guys related to the Montana Artesian Water Company. You know, anyone affiliated with this sweetheart deal, they would steal millions of gallons of water. Only those few people benefit. And this is not unique. This is something that, you know, in fascist form is happening all around the country and around the world even. Controversial water bottling plant proposed for outside Kalispell's preliminary approval from the state and county, but not from the local residents, by the way, to fill and sell millions of water bottles a year. But opponents are still looking for ways to shut it down. Opponents. Oh, you mean like the community? And so that's a weird turn of phrase. But opponents, like everyone who lives in the area, are opponents. Which kind of reminds me of the CBS News clip I wanted to play. You know, the anchor saying dozens have died. Dozens of who? Not Israelis. You know, so opponents? Oh, you mean the people that live in the area? Not the fascist cabal that wants to steal their water? Stick around, I'll be right back.
Ho, homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Try to cram some more stuff in. You know that expression, so the local stuff is important, focus local. But, you know, we got that bad guy turn of phrase that's been floating around for quite some time now. Think global, act local, which to me is the embodiment of the pincer attack, basically. You know that the pincer movement where you have what Gary Allen wrote about in None Dare Call It Conspiracy, pressure from the top and pressure from the bottom. So that's not what I mean when I say, you know, focus on things locally. That's the bad guy. You know, think global, act local nonsense. Don't think global. That's, yeah, bad guy speak. So what else is going on this month and these days? Well, the European Union's new data privacy law, the General Data Protection Regulation, goes into effect today. It's GDPR day. And if you're involved in webby type things, then you know about that. If you're not, you probably don't. You'll see it in different places. People are updating their terms of service and privacy policy and all kinds of stuff like that. But, you know, speaking of Rosetta Stones and that kind of thing, whenever this subject comes up, the subject of, you know, online privacy and data privacy, blah, 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 I always think of Paul Ohm's paper that Andrew Rajé mentioned at the 2011 Digital Privacy Forum that C-SPAN aired. And Andrew Rajé mentioned the paper, Broken Promises of Privacy, responding to the surprising failure of anonymization, where Paul Ohm proved with three very public, very embarrassing examples from large companies, for example, AOL, was it AOL or Amazon? Now I forget. Three examples. I'll have to pull up the paper. Anyway, the examples were, yeah, AOL, Netflix, and another one. Anyway, folks should read the paper. It's not very long, but Broken Promises of Privacy, Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization. And from the abstract, scientists have demonstrated they can often re-identify or de-anonymize individuals hidden in anonymized data with astonishing ease. By understanding this research, we will realize we have made a mistake, labored beneath a fundamental misunderstanding, which has assured us much less privacy than we have assumed. This mistake pervades nearly every information privacy law, GDPR included, but they do that on purpose. They know. Privacy law regulation and debate, yet regulators and legal scholars have paid it scant attention. Why is that, I wonder? You know, the technocrats don't apparently care about this. They keep talking about PII, which is nonsense. We must respond to the surprising failure of anonymization, and this article provides the tools to do so. So Paul Ohm wrote the paper on the subject almost 10 years ago now, and still this concept is getting no traction. What do I mean specifically? Well, we hear basically the narrative goes like this. You know, if you're involved in webby things, if you're working through, network, hosts, network providers, internet providers, the hosting companies, co-location centers, and whatever, all of that technology, you'll hear you cannot house personally identifiable information, certainly without the knowledge of your customers for very specific reasons. Well, here's the problem. Getting right to the point. As Paul Ohm proved in his paper, Broken Promises of Privacy, personally identifiable information is irrelevant. Sure, it makes it easier for the layman to understand who's who in the records. But again, for the computer scientists, re-identifying or de-anonymizing through combining and recombining of databases serves the same purpose. So you combine databases, and who's doing that these days? the Googles, the Facebooks, the corporate fascist regime in government. They're all sharing databases, de-anonymizing, re-identifying. So, you know, happy GDPR day. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. Oh man, there's so much that we could cover, and I got to get back to the Walden thing. That's a great way to go into a Labor Day or a Memorial Day weekend or whatever. So, Walden. We'll have to save that, but I wanted to go to the excerpt from Walden, and I would start here and go through the 1,000 hacking at the branches to one who was striking at the root. I would begin here. There is no odor so bad as that which arises from goodness tainted. It is human. It is divine carrion. If I knew for a certainty that a man was coming to my house with the conscious design of doing me good, I should run for my life, as from that dry and parching wind of the African deserts called the simoon, which fills the mouth and nose and ears and eyes with dust till you are suffocated, for fear that I should get some of his good done to me, some of its virus mingled with my blood. So that's kind of where it starts. And in that regard, as with many others, Thoreau doesn't mince words. The story, you know, John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report mentioned this story earlier this week, the RPM development story. RPM development group warns residents with guns, you will be evicted. And there's a copy of the notice to all tenants. Effective as of May 1, 2018, this building will be firearm-free. It's a firearm-free building. No one will be permitted to store or carry a gun or rifle or any other type of firearm of any kind in the building or on the grounds. If it is discovered that you do have a firearm of any kind on this property, you will receive a notice to cease, followed by a notice to vacate. David S. Steinberg, Esquire, RPM's general counsel. So, you know, and you can expect this kind of thing. Mark Anderson was on the National Intel Report, what was it, Monday, I think? And he said that he's an expert in these smart cities. He's done a lot of study on it. And if Mark says he's done a lot of study, you can bet he's done a lot of study. So I would say you can expect this kind of stuff in the smart cities. Basically, here's how we're going to do it. You know, if you want to live in our city, this is how it's going to be. And so, again, the local issue is very important. And this kind of stuff needs to stop in America. They've been pushing, obviously. Remember the quote, you know, Eric Holder, paraphrasing Eric Holder, said years ago, if people, you know, if we can't just take their guns, we got to propagandize them, he said, so that they think guns are bad. But, you know, you've got guys like that saying that. And of course, Bill Clinton back in the 90s, Americans have too much freedom. And sometimes, you know, when you have too much freedom, you got to limit that, all that kind of stuff. Anyway. Nonsense. Plenty of nonsense to go around. That's for sure. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, first of all, a couple things. I think Holder actually used the word we've got to brainwash. I don't think it was propagandized.
Yeah.
We've got to brainwash them. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, after our conversation yesterday, I didn't know you were going to doing a broadcast on this today, but I actually went to eBay and bought Walden and Civil Disobedience for $3. So anyone that wants the book, I'm looking forward to it. I've got it coming. I just got a notice that it's shipped. So in a day or two, maybe I'll be able to sit down and read it. We brought up earlier about the Idaho water bottling plant. You know, it's interesting. That's what prompted my call. I'm down here as we speak in a city called Onaqua, and there's a place not too awful far from where I'm at, which, by the way, means good water. The city called Red Boiling Springs that years ago, probably 15 years ago by now, Nestle put a water bottling plant in Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee, from the groundwater, folks. Now, you ask, well, what's the problem with that? Well, the places that they're putting these plants are probably some of the few good subterranean aquifer water sources left. They're in the country. And these people, for the most part, since they're in the country, are living on wells. They're depending on their well not going dry to be able to stay where they're at.
Yep.
And it's sold to them as it's going to be great. You can go to work here. You can become, you know, they don't say it, but you can be a slave. Instead of growing your corn and raising your hogs and taking care of your horses, you can go to work at the water plant. You can bottle water for Nestle or, you know, possibly a living wage. I don't know. And then wonder why the local people are upset and saying no. And wondering why the Bushes bought property in, I want to say Chile, but that's not correct, Costa Rica, with the largest aquifers in the world in Costa Rica. Yeah. Water is a commodity that they're going to get rich on. Mm-hmm. And how do you control people? They don't have water and they don't have food. They'll try to eat a bowling ball. They're still going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, oil is playing out. There's plenty left. But their need to sell it, they know, is going away.
Yep.
By design. The next best thing, hey, man, you got to drink. You got to have that water to take your pharmaceuticals, you know.
Yeah.
You got to have water to make that poison Coca-Cola.
Exactly. And riparian rights have always been under threat, but in recent years and decades, especially, you know, coming into and through the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 era and technocracy. Again, the coup of technocracy that Patrick Wood points out is that new international economic order they want to install, which is resource-based, and water is a resource or a commodity.
There has to be something even deeper than that to it, Chris, because all through the Bible, you could have war, you could commit genocide, you know, but what was it commit? Don't poison the well, and they're poisoning the well. They're bringing it out clean, and they're poisoning the water before they put it on the store shelf. You know, there's no telling. Dr. Parker on RBN has done all kinds of tests. He's tested the bottled water.
Yeah.
He can tell you what's in it. And he makes it very clear that when they're holding up a bottle of Dasani or Evian, which is naive backwards, in Washington, D.C., it's not the same bottle of Dasani or Evian that you're getting at your local grocery store. It's not the same.
Absolutely.
Bottle. It's different water. It's different food. You're getting the polluted, poisoned well version. And with that, I'll make room.
Right. Thanks, man. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And that's why I mentioned that water story, because it is representative. It's emblematic of what's happening around the country and around the world. You know, because Nestle has done that in Banana Republic places too, obviously, which gets back to, speaking of Banana Republic, Smelly Butler and that story. You know, why have we forgotten that? 100 years later, that should be one of the first things people mention when this kind of stuff happens. No, we're not going to do this. So the story in the Flathead Beacon that I mentioned by Steve Moore, again, the talking points that kind of go hand in hand with what John said, some of the things that Steve Moore wrote about the story, the Flathead bottling plant story, the bottling plant, he wrote, will also dump up to 35,000 gallons of plastic bottle rinse water and other chemicals straight into the Flathead River. And do you know what is in the what is in that effluent? No, well, neither does the Department of Environmental Quality, which is entrusted to ensuring our safe and healthy public waterways. But they don't know because they didn't want to look into it. I wonder why. They just allowed the plant owner to submit pure well water, even though their rinse water will be from rinsing out hot plastic manufactured bottles. Why do you suppose the plant owner has to rinse out those bottles and he goes into carcinogens, endocrine disruptors, etc.? These are the things everyone should know. This is important in your local community. These kinds of things should not be allowed to happen. I want to play that Eric Holder clip from 1995, actually, since we can. But can we skip forward in the clip maybe to like the 240, 245 mark or so? C-SPAN aired this. Remember? Eric Holder, Crime and the U.S. Justice System. Can we play that clip somewhere starting around like 240 or so, Mr. Bordop? Yeah. Can we start that around 240 or so? So did Eric Holder say brainwash the American people as part of gun control? Well, let's listen.
Information about people who are carrying guns, you've got to share that with Chief Thomas and with his people as well. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that would just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information on.
Okay. So, yeah, brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. Now, this is interesting because, again, there's so much to say, but there was a story. Where's that story? LA Times yesterday. Headline, there is only one gun store in all of Mexico. So why is gun violence soaring? You know, gun trafficking, gun walking. Again, speaking of Rosetta Stone, Gladio wasn't just the network of clandestine folks who were, you know, ostensibly left behind, the left behind contingent, in case communism reared its ugly head. It was the weapons caches too. And remember the Paris attack 2015 and the M92 machine pistol, which traced back through Iran-Contra to CIA, Century International Arms in Florida. The Sucre family runs Century International Arms, CIA. And the Sucre family also has Emily and Alicia Sucre at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Imagine that. So gun running, you know, I have mentioned that, I'll just say for anyone who's interested, I guess, in more, on the gun running narrative, I guess you could say, and Eric Holder, you know, again, you know, Project Gun Runner, Operation Fast and Furious, wide receiver, all that kind of stuff. You know, do you think it's ironic that the guy who says we need to brainwash Americans to think vastly different about guns is also the guy funneling guns to places like Mexico and Central and South America and, you know, throughout Europe and other places? Is that ironic to anyone else? So again, LA Times headline, there's only one gun store in all of Mexico, so why is gun violence soaring? You could basically have the same or similar headline here with the FBI running Gladio, Gladio B operations and all of these stupid incidents that we hear about. Whatever did or did not happen, if you know what I mean. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I couldn't help but call in. I kept hearing that word community, and I was starting to feel nauseous.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd bring just a few things up, if you don't mind. The first thing is... you know, this word community is very much like this word environment or this word climate change. It's a destructive meme wielded as a weapon of agitprop in the hands of communitarians today, which would include policymakers and people that deign to think that they are our thought leaders in today's world. But an interesting provenance for that thing that we call global warming and climate change. You might want to do a a contrast sometime into the biographies of Charles Fourier, F-O-U-R, like the number four, I-E-R, and another gentleman by the name of Joseph Fourier. Now, Charles Fourier was a utopian socialist, again, with a connection to that word or that term of art, climate change. And then he was the utopian socialist. Joseph Fourier was the scientist. This is where we get the term of art known as greenhouse effect. But interestingly, both of these men who were contemporaneous to their time, back in the 18th century in France, both of them are connected to the provenance of these terms of art known as global warming and climate change. Now, a quick note about Patrick Wood. Patrick Wood was a co-host for a while and a substitute host for a woman named Laurie Roth, who bills herself as the Annie Oakley of the airwaves. Now, she has an AM radio show that I guess is pretty popular up in the Pacific Northwest. But I tried to listen to her a few times, and I heard Patrick Wood on there. For all the world, I could not tell that she was any different from your standard neocon of today. Prior to that, Patrick Wood had a website that I understand his son put together for him. It was called leftrightunite.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you've
brought that up before, definitely.
Well, I've always been troubled by these things.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard an explanation from Mr. Wood. And he's always basically broad brushstroke this thing called communitarianism and its connection to communitarian law. He writes well about reflexive law.
While you're there, you know, the kind of one of the sound bites that comes to my mind is the whole the third way concept, which is also
what's bothering me is the way that these people bandy about this word communitate without any qualifiers whatsoever. And especially people that we think are sophisticated enough to know better. Because Mr. Wood is not unfamiliar with this term. And yet I find it, unfathomable why it is that he can say the word community 10 times in the space of 5 minutes and not see that this is a destructive meme today. Especially when you consider the younger folks who've been steeped in this stuff since the time they got their first cell phone or smartphone. And I dare say that the most prevalent use of that word community when I first got on the internet in 2004 as a late adopter was that word community being bandied about in all these get-rich circles that were fancified by internet marketers. You know, let me show you how to get rich. Come join my community. You too can sit at home in your underwear and get rich, you know, strapped to your desktop, your laptop, or now you can actually just go walking around with your smartphone. And so I dropped a few links in your chat room today that you might find interesting, particularly since you brought up Freemasonry in the first part of your broadcast. There's a woman named Stephanie Block, B-L-O-C-K, who's written a book that's pretty well received on Amazon. It's a four-part series, in fact. But there is a presentation on YouTube simply entitled Stephanie Block presentation that you might find of interest. But I have to say that I'm really bothered by people like, what's his name, Ed Griffin, and Pat Wood, both of whom are running around saying that they're going to teach the citizenry how to be ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they never speak, never speak of this word communitarianism and communitarian law as if it's, well, it's just a little bit beyond the comprehension of our dumbed down American people. See, I just don't buy that. I don't buy it. So anyway, I wanted to say that because I found your presentation interesting today because I know you were quoting Patrick Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt incensed. Something had to be said. You know, Nikki Rapana, for whatever it's worth, you and the listeners, doesn't think much of G. Edward Griffin and Patrick Wood. So anyway, forgive me for saying so, but I thought I'd weigh in with at least my theme, my thoughts for the day.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, my view or my position or stance, if you will, on the matter is in keeping with the opening words of Thoreau and Civil Disobedience, which is why I read that excerpt. And, you know, to be, I think, active and involved is important locally, but it is interesting what's happening, you know.
If you can't identify the problem, Chris, you're never going to find the solution.
Okay, so, I mean, what are you speaking to specifically in this context?
Well, we're talking about technological slavery in the, you know, which is, remember, the communists wanted to abolish private property. Marx said as much in the Communist Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to recognize that uber-rich, monopoly-bent, crony capitalists are synonymous with communists.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no difference between the two.
Well, they and so what,
when we lose all individual rights and the right to ownership of private property, you know, we need not ask, you know, how it is that this occurred, because we have thought leaders like G. Edward Griffin and Patrick Wood avoiding the problem. It's about law. It's about money, both of which are technologies. It's about language and how it's wielded as a weapon. It too is a technology. Techno-slavery is not anything that I would wish for my worst enemy. But we're in it, and we're headed for it, and it's going to get worse. When we talk about smart cities and all this kind of crap, and, you know, the remarks by Mikhail Gorbachev that nobody gets to own the water except big corporations like Nestle and whoever it is, that character that's buying up all the land for the water rights in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know where all this is headed. You know, when they say that you can't even collect rainwater, it's against the law. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, we're out of time. That's kind of a heavy way to end, but provocative. Lots to think about.
Are you in foreclosure? With a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.